Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart. Both leaders reaffirm commitment to strengthen strategic partnership for regional peace and prosperity. India calls upon world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Election Commission delists 474 registered unrecognized political parties for failing to contest any election over the past 6 years. Assamese singer Zubin Garg dies in scuba diving accident in Singapore. And in Asia Cup cricket, the last Group A match between India and Oman underway in Abu Dhabi. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. During the call, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen India-Greece strategic partnership and for regional peace and prosperity. They welcomed developments in bilateral relations across sectors such as trade, investment, technology, shipping, defense, security, connectivity, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mitsotakis conveyed support for the early conclusion of a mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement and for the success of the AI Impact Summit to be hosted by India in 2026. Prime Minister Modi said that blue economy is central to India's growth, combining prosperity, sustainability and national strength. Responding to an article by Union Minister Jitendra Singh in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that initiatives like Sagarmala, Deep Ocean Mission and Harit Sagar guidelines harness ocean resources while empowering communities, driving innovation and strengthening India's leadership in global ocean governance. Prime Minister will visit Gujarat tomorrow to participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will undertake an aerial survey of Dholera. In the afternoon, he will chair a review meeting and visit the National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that in a major boost to the maritime sector, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the maritime sector worth over 7,870 crore rupees. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of the nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on the latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan during media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such incidents make it more glaring. He said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms. Mr. Jaiswal said in every document that comes out of multilateral forums, whether it is BRICS, SCO or anywhere else, there is a strong support for combating international terrorism and there is also reference to fighting cross-border terrorism.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the coordination and courage demonstrated by the Indian forces during Operation Sindoor is clear proof that victory is no longer an exception for the country as it has become its habit. The minister said this while interacting with veterans and the families of the fallen heroes of the 1965 war at the commemorative event marking 60 years of the 1965 India-Pakistan war in New Delhi today.
War is not fought only on the battlefield, but the victory achieved in war is the result of a collective resolve. In that difficult time of 1965, when there was uncertainty and challenges all around, the determined leadership of Sri Lal Bahadur Shastriji enabled the nation to face those challenges. During that period, Shastriji not only provided decisive political leadership, but also raised the morale of the entire nation to great heights. He gave a slogan that still echoes in our hearts even today, Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan.
Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan.
The BJP today hit out at Congress over the remarks of party's overseas unit chief Sam Pitroda that Pakistan is like a home to him. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Pradeep Bhandari said that Mr. Pitroda's remarks are anti-national. He alleged that Pitroda's remarks reflect Congress's soft corner for Pakistan. Mr. Bhandari said senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi should apologize to the nation for Mr. Pitroda's statement. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting will roll out special campaign 5.0 to promote cleanliness and improve overall workplace environment in its offices. This month-long campaign will be launched on the 2nd of next month, which will continue till the end of October. Under the preparatory phase, all the media units, along with the main secretariat, have been directed to finalize targets, identify pending references, and improve cleanliness and space management. The Election Commission has delisted 474 registered unrecognized political parties for flouting norms. The decision was taken after they failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years continuously since 2019. In the first phase of the exercise, the Commission had delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties last month. With this exercise, 808 registered unrecognized political parties have been delisted in the last 2 months. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring you how the Modi government has ensured dignity, protection and education for every girl child through the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao campaign.
The land of Panipat in Haryana is historically renowned. The three battles fought in this land impacted history. Once again, history was written in this land of Panipat on 22nd January 2015. On this day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a new scheme, Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, for the daughters of the nation. In his address, the Prime Minister had said,
"Hum ye to chahte hain ki bahu ko hame padhi likhi mile, lekin beti ko padhana hai." तो 50 बार सोचने के लिए मजबूर हो जाते हैं। यह न्याय कब तक चलेगा? यह हमारी सोच में यह दोगलापन कब तक चलेगा? अगर बहु पढ़ी लिखी चाहते हैं तो बेटी को भी पढ़ाना यह हमारी जिम्मेवारी बनती है।
This flagship initiative of Government of India was launched to address the declining child sex ratio, prevent gender-biased sex selective elimination, and promote the survival, protection, and education of the girl child. The scheme has evolved to become one of the most impactful social initiatives by the Government of India. This milestone of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao aligns with India's vision of a Viksit Bharat 2047 and the global shift from women's development to women-led development. One of the beneficiaries of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme, Jagriti Dhiman of Bilaspur district in Himachal Pradesh, said,
In class 10th, I scored 91% marks and in plus 2, I secured 96.4% marks. For this, I was awarded 5,000, a certificate of appreciation and a memento from district Bilaspur. That gave me further motivation to study even harder. Currently, I am a second year BA student at Swami Vivekanand Government Degree College, Kumarvin. And along with this, I have also completed a computer course.
All motivation mili ki main aur zyada padhun.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has the vision that women participate equally in the country's development. The Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme is an attempt to make that a reality. Under the leadership of the Prime Minister, the Ministry of Women and Child Development, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and Ministry of Education is working to achieve the goal. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a landmark move towards simplifying the tax structure and easing the financial burden on citizens, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Independence Day address this year, announced the next generation GST reforms. The new tax rates will be implemented from Monday. Today, we will take a look at the potential impact of these reforms on the automobile industry.
The GST Council on the 3rd of this month announced a series of next generation GST reforms, providing big relief to the citizens through significant tax reduction on automobile sector. The government has cut down the tax on auto components used in manufacturing of the majority of motor cars and motorbike to 18% from 28% GST slab. Under the new tax structure, the GST rate on buses with seating capacity of up to 10 persons have been slashed to 18% from the previously taxed 28%. This move is set to make ticket price affordable and encourage people to shift towards public transport, reducing congestion and pollution. Similarly, the GST on tractor up to 1800cc have also been reduced to 5%, marking a significant step leading to push demand in both domestic and export segments. Talking to media, a resident of Tamil Nadu, SVK Vinod, said that due to the reduction in GST, the dream of middle-class families to buy their own vehicle has become a reality.
I would like to buy a new vehicle, but after this GST reducing, we are getting a very comfortable price for the common people and affordable price for the middle-class persons. Many long years, vehicle pricing has too increased. So I thought it's too costly, so I can't able to buy like that. But after the GST reduced, I got very happy for the GST reduction. I will hopefully thank you to the government.
This rationalization under the next generation GST reforms has eased the financial burden on common men for their vehicle purchase. This step is set to boost demand, increase the sale of vehicles, and boost the nation's economy. The new reform will come into effect from Monday onwards. With Soumya Rohan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Zubeen Garg lost his life in Singapore after a scuba diving accident. He was 52. Singapore police rescued him from the sea in an unconscious condition and admitted to a local hospital. Despite being placed under intensive care, doctors were unable to revive him. News of his sudden death has left his fans and cultural communities stunned. We have more from our correspondent.
Assam's music icon and heartthrob of youth Zubeen Garg died at Singapore after a scuba diving accident. Zubeen had traveled to Singapore to attend the Northeast Festival where he was scheduled to perform today. Zubeen Garg came to limelight in Bollywood with the song Ya Ali from the 2006 film Gangster. He was a versatile singer and recorded more than 38,000 songs in 40 languages. His first album was Anamika, which was released in 1992. For the Northeastern states, he was revered not just as a singer, lyricist, musician, filmmaker and actor, but also as a cultural force and philanthropist. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma informed that his body will be brought back to Assam tomorrow. The Chief Minister said that state today lost one of his favorite sons and future generations will remember him as a stalwart of Assam's culture. Aminul Haq Zoddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the sudden demise of singer Zubeen Garg. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Zubeen Garg will be remembered for his rich contribution to music and his renditions were very popular among people across all walks of life. Mr. Modi also expressed condolences to his family and admirers. In cricket, India were 130 for 5 in 13.2 overs against Oman in their final Group A match of the Asia Cup 2025 at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bat first. Jasprit Bumrah is rested with Harshit Rana coming into the playing 11. Arshdeep Singh has replaced Varun Chakravarti in the team. With 4 points from 2 games, India has already sealed Super 4 qualification while Oman have been eliminated. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart. Both leaders reaffirm commitment to strengthen strategic partnership for regional peace and prosperity. India calls upon world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Election Commission delists 474 registered unrecognized political parties for failing to contest any election over the past 6 years. Assamese singer Zubeen Garg dies in scuba diving accident in Singapore. And in Asia Cup cricket, last Group A match between India and Oman underway in Abu Dhabi. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.